248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. Round one of two strong storm systems could cause floods and mudslides in California. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
We could be seeing rain rates up to an inch an hour, and it's really going to be coming down in sheets occasionally.
The next storm hits on Sunday. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. will not tolerate attacks on American troops.
We will continue to work to avoid a wider conflict in the region, but we will take all necessary actions to defend the United States, our interests, and our people.
And Jennifer Crumley testified today. She says she saw no signs of mental illness in her son before he killed four people in Michigan in 2021.
Yeah, I said seriously looking at bullets in school, and then he went through a long couple of texts about teachers looking at his stuff, and he was worried about he was going to get in trouble. And then I said, next time, don't get caught.
She's the first parent to face manslaughter charges in a mass shooting. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State officials are urging the Wisconsin Supreme Court to reject Dean Phillips' lawsuit to be on the Wisconsin Democratic presidential primary ballot April 2nd. The Justice Department, representing the Wisconsin Elections Commission, says Phillips waited too long. Absentee ballots have to be mailed to overseas and military voters in 2 weeks. The universities of Wisconsin may not be done closing in-person classes at two-year branch campuses.
I anticipate there will be more two-year campuses closed down. It's going to be painful, though. I think Jay and the Board of Regents are doing the best job possible.
Governor Evers speaking at a WISP politics luncheon this week. A total of four two-year colleges will stop offering in-person classes after this spring. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The February spring primary will be here before you know it. In Marshfield, voters need to decide who will be on the ballot for the general election running for the school board. If you missed the school board candidate forum last night, you can find it on the Marshfield Broadcasting YouTube channel or linked on the City of Marshfield Facebook page. Meet the candidates and find out why they're running for the school board before you vote. The Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Recreation Community Tree Sale is on now. You can order a tree for yourself or for the community. There are a variety of trees available, from sugar maples to Black Hill spruce to flowering crab trees. You can also purchase a memorial plaque for an additional charge. The deadline for orders is Monday, April 15th. You can contact Sue Winch at 715-213-1747 or call the Parks Department at 715-421-8240. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
The Bucks lose in Portland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks came back but could not score at the end. Giannis missing from the foul line with only a second to play. Mark Jones on ESPN.
You see so many players forget they have to hit the rim. It comes off, tipped out, but it goes to Brogdon. And that's it. Game over.
The final, the Trailblazers 119, the Bucks 116. Milwaukee's Damian Lillard, 25 points in his return to Portland.
You know, I came in, I was like, man, I'm actually going to the visitors' locker room. I didn't really know where I was going, honestly.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Listen, these games are tough games. The home team always wants to beat the star coming back. That's 100%, and you can see it in their jubilation.
NFL, the Packers have a new defensive coordinator. He is Jeff Hafley, the 44-year-old head coach at Boston College, where he led the Eagles to bowl games in 3 out of 4 years. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, patchy fog, and a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, mainly sunny, highs in the low 40s. And more sunshine this weekend, highs upper 40s. Little change into next week, temperatures stay well above average into the 40s as dry conditions continue. Currently 40 degrees.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Where you commit to walking 3 miles or doing 30 minutes on a bike every day in December.
You know, that's good. That's a decent goal. I have that goal. You know how many days I've reached it in the last month? One. Obviously, exercise produces endorphins, and endorphins make us happy, and happy people don't kill their husbands.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
say murder three. Strange things did happen here. No stranger would it be if we met up at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming?
Welcome, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Media Radio Network. Always remember, you can hear us crystal clear with one touch text and call if you go get that Civic Media app for free from your favorite app stores. Got a lot of stuff to get through today, but I got to share. I'm so excited because I'm a huge foodie, big food nerd. I am a fan of all kinds of different cuisines, and I'm very proud of what we have here in the Midwest. We really have some impressive chefs, great restaurants. I think we compete with any major metropolitan area. And one of Milwaukee's own chef owners has been nominated as James Beard's National Best Chef. That is quite a nomination to get the national nod, just not just Midwest Best Chef, but James Beard's National Best Chef Award. That gentleman's name is Greg Leon. He is the chef and owner operator of Amalinda Restaurant here in Milwaukee. He is going to be joining me this Thursday. You're not going to want to miss that interview. So many exciting things going on in the Milwaukee and Wisconsin food scene. It'll be wonderful to celebrate the nomination with Greg and to talk all things Wisconsin food. So mark your calendars. That's going to be coming up on Thursday. Next Monday, I'm going to be joined by City of Milwaukee Comptroller candidate Bill Christensen. Again, my good friend Aicha Sawa spent one term as Milwaukee's elected comptroller, decided not to seek a second term, and Bill Christensen from her office has declared his candidacy. So we'll have a nice talk with Bill next Monday. But let's get into the stuff. I've spent a lot of time on my show talking about the Supreme Court's shadow docket and the incredible, almost unchecked power grab that the conservatives on the Supreme Court have engaged in. The shadow docket is often where a case has not been heard fully on its merits yet, but there is some sort of interim relief, a request for an injunction stopping something from happening that the court will decide, basically, and frequently will not tell anybody how the vote came down or what their rationales are. And interestingly enough, both of our topics today touch upon this. So I think this is a through line for my show. And again, I think we're going to see these concepts coming up time and time again this election year. And I cannot emphasize the importance of everybody starting to get our heads around how powerful the Supreme Court has become. So the two things we're going to be talking about today are an execution that occurred just this past Thursday in Alabama. And I'm very interested to hear what you Civic Media listeners think about the death penalty here in the United States. It's been such a hot topic of debate for so very, very long, and rightly so. I think, you know, people can have differing views on it. I'd like to hear what you think about it. 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. And I think it's interesting to sort of, you can always talk about the death penalty in isolation as a concept. But what happened this past Thursday in Alabama was an execution that was carried out using a method that has never been used in the United States before. And this method caused the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, a guy by the name of Volker Turk, to say this, quote, I have serious concerns that this novel, untested method amounts to torture, end quote. Officials from the European Union called it a particularly cruel and unusual punishment. The White House called the method very troubling. And what's really interesting about this is not just that it was an untested method. In other words, that the guy that Alabama executed on Thursday was effectively used as a human guinea pig. That's not the only completely shocking thing about this particular case. The other thing that's totally shocking is that when he was convicted of murder back in 1996, the jury decided not to sentence the man to death. And instead, under the law of Alabama at the time, the judge decided, no, my viewpoint is better than 12 citizens. And he changed the punishment from life imprisonment to a death sentence. So that's shocking. And then this. The state of Alabama tried to kill this guy once before in 2022, and the execution was botched. They tried to kill him by lethal injection, and he survived that. So I want like all of us to pull all these things together. He's being used as a human guinea pig. A jury of his peers, when he was convicted, did not sentence him to death. One judge decided to wipe their judgment off the books and put his own personal judgment into play. And they tried to kill him once already and botched that execution. Just think about that. So let me tell you a little bit about this guy that's been executed and the method. His name's Kenneth Smith. It was a very, very complex sort of weird tale of murder for hire that he was ultimately convicted of killing a woman. He claims he had nothing to do with the actual execution. He was aware of it. Murder that he was convicted of. But really sort of complex plot. In other words, he denied actually carrying out the killing. His co-conspirator was executed, I believe, 2 years ago. And now to the method that Alabama guinea pigged, tried out, tested on Mr. Smith. Basically, they suffocated the man to death. And they did that by using nitrogen gas. They put a mask over his face that they hadn't previously fit to his face to determine if it was going to seal on there well. And they just pumped pure nitrogen into the mask, which deprives the brain of oxygen and results in death. I ask you, does that sound cruel and unusual? And here are what some of the media accounts of his execution. These are some of the things that the words that were used to describe his execution. It took 22 minutes. He was conscious for several minutes after the nitrogen gas began to flow. He then began to, quote, shake and writhe, strapped to the gurney, pulling.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine! Quick penguin, serpentine!
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on locally grown radio.
Connecting the dots between the left and the right. Rational Revolution with Chris Elfine. Saturdays at 2 on locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR and on the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Maggie, you are muted.
I'm Maggie Dawn. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join us. We're talking about the death penalty on Monday. You know, just a little light Monday discussion. 844-967-2789. I'm just, as a lawyer and a human being, I can't believe we just asphyxiated someone to death. I mean, isn't that at least some people's worst way that they can think of to die, or one of our collective fears is our inability to breathe? The media accounts of his execution are just shocking. I think we've got to be able to do better. And now here's the kicker. So I was telling you all the absolutely horrifying sort of weirdness about this guy's execution. He's a human guinea pig. Nitrogen gas hypoxia being used. Test untested human guinea pig. Sure, let's give it a whirl. The protocols for how it was going to, that Alabama was going to do this, only out for a few months. The jury of his peers didn't sentence him to death. One judge just decided to wipe their opinion off and I think this guy should die. And they tried to kill him once already and failed. That's bananas to me. And then here is this last absolutely unbelievable fact. I don't care where you come down on the death penalty. This should be concerning to all of us. Apparently, the whole idea for this nitrogen gas hypoxia was the product of a report, a sort of white paper written by a law professor. So, like, not a doctor, doesn't understand how hypoxia works, doesn't understand what nitrogen does to the brain and the body. This is what Karina Barrett Lane, a law professor at the University of Richmond, said. She confirmed that this is where this idea came from. This is also written about in a Scientific American article from September 2022. The entire proposal for nitrogen gas was the product of a 14-page report made by a criminal justice professor. He's not a doctor, he doesn't have any medical training, and he's not a scientist. But he knew one of the legislators in Alabama that eventually adopted this. Again, the reason why oftentimes they can't get the drugs for the lethal injection is that medical suppliers don't want to provide the drug. I think I can understand why. Jim from Wales, what do you think about all this?
You know, it's one of those things that, what is a final deterrent for people? For, you know, creating, you know, murder, whatever, you know, the punishment is. What about the electric chair? You know, that was considered cruel and unusual also.
I think it is, right? I don't think I would want to see someone executed by an electric chair. It seems sort of obviously cruel and unusual to me. What do you think, Jim? Electric chair okay? I'm sorry, I missed that.
Oh, what about the innocent people that were murdered or whatever else happened to them? You know, they're, you know, was it a swift killing that this person did to them? Or where do you stop taking a look at the feelings for the people that did the crime and say they shouldn't have done the crime because, you know, here your punishment is?
Yeah, I think what you're talking about, Jim, these are the two, at least by my recollection and reading, the two most frequently cited reasons for the death penalty: deterrence and effectively retribution. The interesting thing about deterrence is that virtually every study, every bit of research that was done about the question of does the death penalty actually deter these sorts of horrendous crimes, right? It's death penalty only used for the worst sorts of crimes, and it has no deterrent effect. That's for a few reasons. One is we don't kill people quickly. They have extensive appeal rights. We could talk about whether or not that makes sense. But oftentimes the reason why people commit these sorts of heinous crimes, it's not rational. Deterrence works if somebody's actually, you know, going through some kind of calculation. So I hear you. I think when we cite deterrence, it's important to see and ask ourselves, does it actually work to deter people from committing these kinds of crimes? The second thing you brought up was the retribution and the justice for victims. And I think that that's the most challenging question of all. I myself am a victim of a very violent, physical, attempted sexual assault. I was beaten very badly. Now, I didn't have a family member murdered, but I certainly wanted to see the perpetrator of the crime against me brought to justice and punished. And I think when you talk to different victims' families, people kind of come in all over the board on this. Some families do want to see those executions followed through. Others don't. And so I think these questions of, is the manner in which that we're executing people, is it cruel and unusual? Is it actually deterring these things? Those are really important questions for us to engage with as a society. Jim, where do you, I'm assuming you think that in certain circumstances, the death penalty is appropriate.
Yes.
Yep. And do you think that it should be, if I can just ask one little follow-up, do you think it should be carried out regardless of how cruel or unusual the manner of execution is? Like if there was some like magic test that we could do and it was like, oh, this is clearly cruel and unusual, or it's clearly not cruel and unusual, do you think it's okay for us to be killing people if it's causing them extreme pain?
I guess, I mean, when you take a look at the crimes that they did, if they, you know, if they were a psychological problem with them, I guess I would still say yes, the death penalty should still be used.
So for you, the cruelty of the manner of execution shouldn't really be a factor. So you'd be okay with the electric chair, for example.
The most, I mean, I would like to see the most humane way, but I mean, anybody that dies is going to be, you know, is going to be a traumatic experience to their body. If the nitrogen, you know, fills your lungs up because it's heavier than air and it forces your oxygen out and it deprives you of it, or if it's, you know, in the olden days, a firing squad or walking the plank. But, you know, I guess we have to take a look at...
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are trying again to curb the governor's veto powers. They're proposing a constitutional amendment to bar governors from using their partial veto power to increase any tax or fee. That's after Governor Evers used his partial veto last July to raise funding for public schools for the next 400 years. A new governor's task force is looking for solutions to Wisconsin's health care worker shortage. John Ike heads the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health. He says the problem is especially bad in the state's smaller communities.
It is harder to make the math work. There's just not enough in the funding pools to pay for this to go away.
The panel aims to offer some
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer! To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
Courtside at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln, Nebraska. Alongside Brian Butch, I'm Matt LePay. Badgers on the road. Butchie, some people refer to this as a trap game. I'm not even using that term. I just think it's really dangerous because of the way the Huskers play here on the home floor.
Yeah, just ask Purdue. Just ask Michigan State. Go ahead. You can ask any of them. The atmosphere here, the fans, it's a different level. Like, the excitement they bring is different, and I think that's the thing that makes it so challenging. On top of it, this is a team in Nebraska that really somewhat front runners, if we're just going to be honest, right? Like, when they start making shots and the fans get behind them, this is a completely different team. I had them last week Saturday at Maryland on the road. They were just bad. They were flat out bad. Now, home, completely different. The biggest thing, Keisei Tominaga and what he does, the way he shoots the ball at home, much different, almost 6 points less a game as far as home and the road. So that's as far as, you know, keys early on here. Like, Wisconsin's got to just come out and don't let there be big runs. If there's big runs, this place is going to get loud fast.
All right, we're about an hour away from the opening tip. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard. We'll also check in with Carter Gilmore. Up next, Jesse Temple of The Athletic. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey friends, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizza. Does it seem like you're camping in the forest of complaints when it comes to your kids and dinner time? Phrases like,
what even is that?
And,
we're having that again?
Or,
seriously?
Are getting tossed around like a frisbee at the beach. I know you want to break free from the barrage of bemoaning, so toss in a Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizza for dinner tonight. That thin crust, delicious sauce, and mountain of mozzarella will have the kids singing your praises at dinner time. Snag a Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizza today from the freezer section in your local grocery store.
Your nationally ranked Wisconsin men's basketball team is gearing up to face Big Ten opponents in Madison, and we need you to help bring the energy to the Kohl Center. Secure your tickets now, as inventory is limited. For more information and to purchase single game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of Built Ford Tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
This is the Badger Basketball pregame show, Wisconsin and Nebraska down here in Lincoln tonight. We're joined by Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Jesse, let's get to a story that you wrote. It's up now on The Athletic on Jim Snyder, the Badgers strength and conditioning coordinator, strength and conditioning coach. He's an interesting fellow. He's one of those guys you really have to keep kind of prodding to sit down and do an interview. He's a great guy, really good at his job. Give us a little bit of a teaser. What jumps out to you, or what jumped out to you in your conversation with him?
Well, obviously, Wisconsin's success this season is a result of the players and how well they've performed on the court. But just like in any team sport, there are a lot of people behind the scenes who contribute to that success, and Jim Snyder certainly is one of them. He's been the full-time strength and conditioning coach for the basketball program for the last three seasons, split duties the year before between the hockey programs and the basketball programs, and has been with Wisconsin since, I believe, 2006, and had worked with them even before that. So he's got a lot of knowledge and experience with this university, but what stands out most are the variety of ways in which he helps this program. I think when you imagine a strength coach, you think of someone who's just sitting there making people bench press 300 pounds and screaming in your face. But he's somebody who has really helped these guys with their breathing techniques, even during timeouts during games, to calm down, to focus on the moment. He helps them with massages. He's a licensed massage therapist. He does meditation with them. So he really does it all. And as Greg Gard described him, he said he's a game changer.
Yeah, he is. Just you see these guys and their continued growth, not just in raw strength, but a lot of other areas that you touched on. On the floor, I guess if you're Wisconsin, if you could find a way to bottle the way it played against Michigan State, you know, especially defensively, they're going to be a tough out. But Nebraska is, they're one of the stranger teams. You know, we always talk about home road splits. Theirs are severe. At home, they're almost unbeatable as opposed to being on the road. So I don't know, trap game, whatever. This is just a really hard game for Wisconsin tonight, isn't it?
Right. I've certainly heard that word trap game thrown around because we know what's looming on Sunday, Purdue, the number two team in the country at the Kohl Center. But Nebraska is just a good team. And what's interesting is they are so far and away better than what anybody thought they were going to be this season. If you go back and look at the Big Ten preseason media poll, they were picked to finish 12th. Well, they're in a tie for fifth place right now. And as we've seen, capable of beating anybody, beat Purdue 88-72 earlier this season. So I think it's going to be a pretty wild environment down there, and I think they've got a lot of players that you have to defend. Keisei Tominaga certainly comes to mind. He's the team's leading scorer, but they have four guys averaging in double figures in scoring.
This has been, we talked during the season about parity in college basketball. I saw a nugget a couple of days ago where historically when a top 10 team goes on the road to play an unranked, the top 10 team wins 73% of the time. So far this season, the top 10 team on the road against an unranked has won less than half the time. So I guess the moral to all of this, moral of the story is, if you thought last year's March Madness was crazy, I guess you better brace yourself for more of the same this year.
That stat says it all about how much parity there is in college basketball and how difficult it is to field a consistently winning team, especially when you have to go on the road. It's funny, Matt, because I feel like there was at least a little bit of grumbling from the fan base for how Wisconsin didn't beat Minnesota handily. And it's kind of like, come on, do you know how hard it is? First of all, you have a rival. Second of all, you're on the road. And Wisconsin found a way to win. And so to me, it doesn't matter how you do it. It just matters if you can do it. And so I think winning at Nebraska would be a big, big deal to keep the momentum rolling for this program.
We've talked about this Wisconsin team and the way it's scoring and then the way it defended against Michigan State, Chucky Hepburn's continued growth. The matchup in this game, Wisconsin and Nebraska, is there an individual matchup here that intrigues you more than the others?
Well, because I'm a former guard and like to shoot the ball, I just love to watch Tominaga. I mean, he comes off screen. He can do it all. He can get hot and score 10 points on you in 90 seconds. So I just want to know what they can do to try to keep him in check. Now, he's a 37% three-point shooter, but he's hoisted about 40 more than anybody else on the team. So I really enjoy watching him play, and that's the one that I'm looking at. I could say someone like Rafe Mast, but Tomonaga's the guy.
So you're more the shooter than the distributor then in your playing days?
In my mind, I'd like to think I was a shooter. I was the distributor in the playing days, but now in the YMCA days, I'm just there hoist.
That's right. Just chuck away. So appreciate it. He's Jesse Temple of The Athletic. We'll take a break. More of our pregame coverage is coming up with our Badger Spotlight. We'll check in with Carter Gill in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Our pregame show continues. Time now for our Badger Spotlight. And tonight we hear from Carter Gilmore, who has provided a lift off the bench for the Wisconsin Badgers so far this season. Again, it goes beyond points per game, rebounds per game. He plays good defense. He understands his role. And in the win last week at Minnesota, had a big dunk off of a Gophers turnover that provided not only a much-needed bucket, but some much-needed juice for the Badgers after the Gophers had made a run in what turned out to be a down-to-the-wire game. Gilly certainly knows his role, and one of the strengths of this team is everybody seems to know his role for the Badgers.
Obviously, everyone's got a role this year, and part of my role is bringing that energy off the bench. And regardless of what happens in the game, sometimes I have an opportunity to get on the floor or get a dunk and bring that energy, and sometimes I don't. So just finding those little things within the game. But you can kind of tell when I get one of those plays going, it helps me get into the game a little more and help bring that juice that sometimes the guys need a little bit.
You mentioned everybody has a role, and I was talking with Coach Gard about this. It seems like all of you guys, everybody has an understanding of his role, and everybody embraces it too. It's one thing to know your role. It's another to really just wrap your arms around it. It seems like you've done that.
Yeah, I think last last year was a little hard for me to embrace. I was a totally new position at the five, and even the four, coming from high school, I was more of a guard position. So first just learning the position, but then really just this year just accepting my role of I might not play as much, I might not get as many opportunities, but just knowing what our team needs, and I'm here to win, and that's what all the guys are here for. So it's just buying into that role. You know, it might not be my dream role, but I'm here to play Wisconsin basketball, and I'm here to get wins. So whatever I can do to help the team, I'm going to do, and I think all of us have done a great job of doing that and buying into that role.
And yeah, speaking of getting wins, too, I mean, statistically, as we speak, you've had a minimal number of games decided by 5 points or fewer, unlike the last 2 years. But you've had games that have been down to the wire, the way you closed out Northwestern or closed out in Ohio State, to use two examples. Is there something where you got new guys here, but a lot of you guys have been around the block, too. That experience, knowing what to do in those situations, has that been a big help for you guys this season?
Yeah, for sure. We as players talk about all the time, we can just feel the difference when we're in the game. Of last year, we'd kind of have a lead and it'd start to dwindle and we'd play tentative and scared. And this year we're playing without fear. There's no fear and we're going in there thinking we can win, knowing we can win. And you can just tell at the end, there's a different guy showing up every time. There's another guy making a play, whether it's scoring or having a big rebound. Nolan came in at the end of the game last time, had a big chest up, big rebound too. So just all those things. And we can just feel it, the growth of the guys. And I think we've worked pretty hard over the summer working on that, the mental toughness of, you know, we meditate, do all that little stuff before the game so that we're in the game, we're locked in, we're in the zone, and we're not worrying about what could happen. Instead, we're just playing the game to the best of our ability, one possession at a time.
And with all of that, with the increased depth, the experience, the conditioning, this time of year where something could hurt, like with everybody's hurting a little bit, but relatively speaking, you feel like a fresher, like a more fresh team maybe than a year ago, in part because of the depth?
Yeah, I think the depth helps a lot, and I think winning helps a lot. I think when you just have a good attitude and when you're coming in and there's positive vibes, I think that's something we've all worked on a lot better this year, of coming in here with a good attitude of it can get long, especially at this season, coming in doing the same stuff every day, starting second semester and being in the cold. But I think that's something we've all kind of taken upon ourselves of not coming in dragging and coming in ready to work, excited to work. And I think especially when you're winning, it's easier to come in and doing that stuff, where last year you lose and you get back at 4 a.m. and then you got to go to practice the next day at 10, probably class after that. So I think just winning, then just bring the positive attitude. We're coming in here every day ready to work, ready to listen, and being coachable. And I think that's helped a lot for sure.
Certainly, given the success of this program for years, Wisconsin gets everybody's best shot. I feel like that's ramping up now, even given where you guys are in the standings. As you get deeper into the Big Ten season, you kind of brace for that, though, right? You're going to get everyone's best every time you step out on the floor.
Yeah, and I mean, that's why we play, and we've found that out going to Penn State when we move up in the rankings, and you got to play the road games. And obviously, we know every Big Ten game is going to be tough, but when you have that number next year game, and the lower that gets, the more people are coming after you. So you got to take it with a grain of salt. Know that, yeah, it's cool to have this ranking, but know that you're going to get everyone's best shot, and we're not pleased. Yeah, we're number 13, but we know we're a top five team. We think we're a top five team. So just going out there every day and proving it to ourselves and proving it to everyone. And I think that's just something we're continuing to work on every day.
You mentioned being on the road, and obviously Minnesota, you got guys on this team from there, so you're going to hear it. I've talked to a number of your teammates over the years, or even guys who played before you got here. There's something about being on the road that kind of like, you know, home games are great. You know, you get area red, you get students involved, all that. But something about you guys against the world that you wrap your arms around too.
Yeah, I think that's something that we've just kind of come in with the Wisconsin motto of all of us are mostly underdogs, lowly recruited, no stars, three stars. So we kind of always have that underdog mentality chip on our shoulder.
That's Carter Gilmore, and that is tonight's Badger Spotlight. Stay with us. The Notebook is coming up next as our pregame coverage continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it. I got the job. I can't believe it.
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Our Badgers pregame show continues from Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln, Nebraska, for the Badgers and the Huskers here tonight. Time now for our Badger Notebook. I know Greg Gard was asked about this earlier in the week, and we'll get into it more next week at his coach's show, but I think a lot of fans have been wondering, what's the Big Ten schedule going to look like next season and beyond with an 18-team league? Exactly who's playing who, when, where, all of that is to be determined, but at least they know the number, right, of games.
Yeah, I think the conference expansion largely gets thought of in a football sense. You know, what's going to happen, and Wisconsin's football schedule is out for next season, and so you can kind of envision, okay, they're going to play Oregon at home, they're going to go to USC. It starts to become real. Well, yeah, the Big Ten announced this week how they're going to format it for basketball, and that starts to bring it to reality a little bit too. And what some of the logistics mean of going to a conference of 18. It's humongous. So they decided they're going to stay with 20 games in the conference schedule, which is what they have now. The women are going to play 18, which is still what they have now. I like it. I support it. I think that's a healthy number. They considered a 22-game conference schedule, but they decided against that. The current it aligns with what we're doing now. It allows for non-conference flexibility, which I think was important. As Greg Gard put it this week, he didn't want to be. He was afraid of the cannibalizing that could happen within this conference if they play even more conference games, and so this allows for a little more flexibility in the non-conference. It's also consistent with their peer schools. But what it's going to mean is Wisconsin is going to play every team at least once, but they're only going to play three teams in home and homes. So when you think about it, at the end of the season, what makes a conference champion? It's an interesting argument of let's say you only played the top teams at home or on the road, the schedule fairness becomes an issue.
Yeah, and it's already a factor now, sure. But more so moving forward, who you miss and who you only play at home. Yeah, that's going to really be magnified now.
Now, the counter to that is you do miss guys when they're hurt. Right, like so.
Yeah. Some stuff happens
like,
anyway.
So it happens. Yeah. Like I get, and I agree with you. I don't like it, but let's just say, you know, someone gets hurt. You don't have to play when that player is hurt. Like that happens through a 20-game season anyway.
Sure. Yeah, and to Patrick,
you gotta have some luck.
And to Patrick's point, I think, and Greg has talked about that. You still want to schedule some good out-of-conference games. There'll be some BUI games and nearby games, but you know this season, I mean, a lot of quad one opportunities out of conference. You want to continue to be able to do that when you have the team equipped to handle it.
No question. Wisconsin's always tried to schedule aggressively in the non-conference, and it helps them. It helps their net ranking. It helps them. So the other part of the formula here is that they announced what the Big Ten tournament's going to look like, and this is maybe where the radical shift becomes, is that not every team will get to participate in the Big Ten tournament moving forward. So I think that's a bitter pill for some people, and that's the beauty of March Madness, right, is that theoretically every team has an opportunity to win the national title. That's not the case anymore for the Big Ten now. Mm. They're going to go to 15 teams in the bracket instead of 18, so three are going to be left at home.
And that's what makes it great. I'm an old-school soul when it comes to giving anybody a chance, right? Most of the time, it's never going to happen. But give them a chance. I'm an old soul like that.
You could have that team that's near the bottom that making magic and at least advancing. We saw last year with Ohio State. We've seen it with some Illinois teams, Iowa teams.
Michigan did it a few
team
years
that
ago.
We beat.
Absolutely.
Team
yeah,
that,
you're right.
This team beat in the Big Ten Championship in 2008. Good. Illinois had to play four games
that's
in a row.
That's right. Were you on that team?
I was.
I think, all right.
But real quick.
Thankfully, we won.
What they're able to do is they'll keep the format pretty similar. They're just going to play Wednesday through Sunday. They'll have three games on Wednesday. So nine teams will have a first-round bye, and then the top four seeds will have a two-round bye, much like that is right now.
All right, a couple minutes here. We got to get into the area of three-point defense. If you look at Wisconsin in Big Ten play, opponents are 39% from three. But that's not the one and only stat that the Wisconsin head coach looks at, right?
No, and in fact, Coach Gard was asked about it at his media briefing this week, and he was asked about basically the worst part of your defense, where you're susceptible is, and I think he bristled at that. And what the reporter meant, and it makes sense, is that Wisconsin ranks 12th in the Big Ten in three-point field goal defense, 313th in the country. So teams are shooting at 36%. That's a good clip, and Wisconsin doesn't want to be low like that, obviously, but that's not the indicator that, as Greg Gard explained, that is his biggest priority. Wisconsin's actually fourth in the Big Ten, top 50 in the country, in fewest three-point field goals allowed per game, under 20 per game. And in today's game of college basketball, if your home team's under 20 three-point attempts, that's rare. That's an outlier. By comparison, Nebraska, they are allowing 26 threes per game. So big discrepancy there in terms of these two teams. And so I think it's interesting philosophically what teams value and what that means for how they shape defensively. And today that's particularly important based on the way Nebraska plays. They lead the Big Ten in three-point field goals made, three-point field goals attempted, and certainly here at home we know they're making almost 10 threes a game. So, Brian, this might be an opportunity for you to talk about the philosophy of this defense and how three-point field goal percentage isn't really the end-all be-all for this team.
No, it's not, and I think that's the biggest thing when you look at what they do. They take away that three-point line. A lot of it is guard-to-guard. They'll switch that action to take away three. Some teams won't switch that. Now, all of a sudden, you've got a trail guard, and then they come along, and that's where you can give up a three if your big isn't up. But if you switch that, you take away the threes. And then even though we know Wisconsin's not a great shot-blocking team, you give up that mid-range two, you can live with that. Every defense, you're going to give up something. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the reality of it. And I think that's where Wisconsin is going to give that up, that mid-range, you know, jumper. But it's all understanding where the action's going to come, whether it's a pin down, it's a trail, but then it's a hard hedge by the big. So there's different things that I've talked about. But with everything that Wisconsin has done on the defensive end, that's been one that's always been preached. And a lot of it is, as I go, but guard-to-guard switching. And then if there's any screening action, those bigs are up and showing on that to make sure that the three can't get off. And then that's where you get the pocket pass. That's where you get your weak side defense, your drops, your sinks, all those.
And that's going to be big tonight. 45% of the shots Nebraska takes, 45% are threes. So Wisconsin's defense will really be tested in that regard.
Wisconsin's average is about 32% for opponents, just to keep that in perspective. So we'll have to see who dictates that category.
All right, that's Patrick Hurd. That is tonight's Badger Notebook. More of our pregame show is coming up. But before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Now ready to throw to a commercial break. More of our Badgers pregame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Elevate your ride with Wix filters for peak performance from your vehicle's